Chapter 15. Delay no longer.
Our workers are not reaching out as they should. Our leading men are not awake to the work that must be accomplished. When I think of the cities in which so little has been done, in which there are so many thousands to be warned of the soon coming of the Savior, I feel an intensity of desire to see men and women going forth to the work in the power of the Spirit, filled with Christ's love for perishing souls. Those in our cities, living within the shadow of our doors, have been strangely neglected. Organized effort should now be put forth to give them the message of present truth. A new song is to be put in their mouths. They are to go forth to impart to others, now in darkness, the light of the third angel's message. We all need to be wide awake, that as the way opens, we may advance the work in the large cities. We are far behind in following the light given to enter these cities and erect memorials for God. Step by step, we are to lead souls into the full light of truth. And we are to continue to work until a church is organized and a humble house of worship built. I am greatly encouraged to believe that many not of our faith will help considerably by their means. The light given me is that in many places, especially in the great cities of America, help will be given by such persons. Workers in cities should read carefully the 10th and 11th chapter of Hebrews, and appropriate to themselves the instruction that this scripture contains. The 11th chapter is a record of the experiences of the faithful. Those who work for God in the cities must go forward in faith, doing their very best. As they watch and work and pray, God will hear and answer their petitions. They will obtain an experience that will be invaluable to them in their after work. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See Hebrews 11, verse 1. My mind is deeply stirred. In every city there is work to be done. Laborers are to go into our large cities and hold camp meetings. In these meetings, the very best talent is to be employed, that the truth may be proclaimed with power. Men of varied gifts are to take part. One man has not all the gifts required for the work. To make a camp meeting successful, several workers are needed. No one man should feel it his prerogative to do all the important work. As in these meetings, the speakers proclaim the truth in the power of the Spirit, hearts will be reached. The love of Christ received into the heart will banish the love of error. There is need of camp meetings like those held in the early stages of the work, camp meetings separate from the business work of the conference. At a camp meeting, the workers should be free to give the knowledge of the truth to those who attend from outside. At our camp meetings, arrangements should be made so that the poor can obtain wholesome, well-prepared food as cheaply as possible. There should also be a restaurant in which healthful dishes are prepared and served in an inviting manner. This will prove an education to many not of our faith. Let not this line of work be looked upon as separate from other lines of camp meeting work. Each line of God's work is closely united with every other line, and all are to advance in perfect harmony.